And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, Rock God Rick Mexa here too, in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, overlooking season sport fishing at Fish, sitting right there on the dock, that beautiful Parker 3rd Floor, sitting right there at Fisherman's Landing.
It's the Parker dock, man.
Yeah. Beautiful day after the little storm we had here in Southern California here and ready to go fishing.
Oh, so ready.
Yeah.
So ready.
Yeah.
Especially after this little weather going through, it always... You know, the harbor down here always looks so nice after a rain like this. And you see, I mean, we're watching that weather push away right now. It's time. And obviously with the big fish caught last week and some yellows offshore and the colonette stuff happening, it is just, you got that feel, man. It's time to go. And speaking of time to go, it's time to have you join us this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup in this second hour, we've got a lot of great stuff going on, including giving away two killer clothing packages from Jamie at Seasons. And we sure appreciate that. Seasons always known for having, you know, cool designs, lifestyle. Style fish type gear, and one lucky caller and one lucky texter are each going to win a prize pack. So yeah, very cool, Jamie, and we sure appreciate that. If you want to get your shot at that prize, or just better yet, your chance to have your questions and all your info answered from Jamie, give us a call at 213-432-1090. That's the number on the phones, 213-432-1090, or shoot us a text. Again, texting only happens via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Super easy to get on your phone, free download, just search Let's Talk Hookup, fire it off, and you can text the show.
Yeah, and as I always say, you know, we get a lot of texts and a lot of phone calls, but a lot more texts than phone calls. So you have a better shot to get your question on, as well as win that season sport fishing prize if you call us at 213-432-1090. So
got it.
Line open right now. You want to get through, there's your chance. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
Jumping into the phones is going to be Leo calling us from San Diego this morning. What's up, Leo? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Looks like we might have lost Leo there. Maybe he got away from his phone, so how about we fire off a text? This one is, I have a question for Jamie. Actually, two for Jamie with Seasons. First off, when fishing the islands, how do you determine when to put the anchor down or to make a drift? And my second question is, I've read a lot of Mark Wish's books, and it seems like Jamie's done a lot of fishing with him. Can you tell us one of your favorite Mark Wish fishing stories?
Oh, well, there's so many of Mark. Yeah, I grew up working with Mark when he had the Pacifica.
Yeah.
He had the Innovator before the Pacifica. Mark did teach me a lot about sea bass fishing.
So knowledgeable.
Island fishing. Just, I mean, the guy's a sponge. You know, he's quiet. But once you, you know, get in the wheelhouse with him, I mean, with the electronics or, you know, what we're seeing, you know, the right way to anchor, I mean, yeah, the guy's a guru. And so definitely I'm very blessed to have been able to work for him for a couple of years early on and learn all those knowledge. But, I would have to say there was a guy, I forget his name, they make tackle. He died not too long ago, did a lot of jigs. We were filming a show, and I forget his name, but we were filming a sea bass show, and me and Mark were on the backside of Catalina, and it's about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I basically nudge Mark, it's go time, we're bit, you know, and so we catch like two or three sea bass, and we wake the gentleman up, and you know, he's bummed. He's pissed. Well, we didn't get the footage, you know, and we had an incredible day fishing sea bass.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Braid, that was it.
Dennis Braid.
Got it. We were filming with Dennis Braid, and, yeah, he woke up, and he was irate. What are you guys? You didn't wake me up.
Yeah, but they bit when they bit, right?
We had, like, two big sea bass on the boat, and they just went full speed after that. But that was a fun – we still kick ourselves because me and, you know, high five.
Yeah.
We should have probably woke up Dennis. But,
yeah.
That's a great story.
Let Dennis sleep.
Yeah, let him sleep a little bit. Let's catch one or two of these.
And then we wake him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good story.
That's so, cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, how about anchoring? Well, I was going to say the second part of the question was, like, how do you make the decision whether fishing the islands you're going to make a drift or you're going to kick the anchor over?
Well, you know, like Coronado Islands, we don't do a lot of anchor jobs at Coronado Islands. We do a lot of drift fishing there.
Sea lions,
you know. Catalina, there's a lot of anchor jobs.
Yeah.
You know, Clemente, a lot of anchor jobs. But for whatever reason, when there's not a lot of boats at Coronado Islands, it's just no anchor jobs at all. The sea lions are on you. Some days they're not, some days they are. But so we're always kind of running from those guys. You know, we'll find a school, catch a couple, and we gotta keep moving. So, you know, we're doing figure eights and circles around those islands. So a lot of times, unless we see, like, you know, a bunch of other boats, you know, like the big boats, and they're anchored up, everybody's kind of like, you see that there's a volume of fish, like SKR or something, you know, we'll anchor up, and, you know, and the sea lions are kind of distributed throughout. So a lot of our fishing is drift fishing.
Drift. Yeah. All right. Very good. All right. Let's jump in the phones.
You got it. How about Jim from National City up next here on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning, Jim.
Hey, hi, guys. Another great show. I got a quick report. I'm over here in Las Vegas. I brought my granddaughter, my son and his wife, and my 9-year-old granddaughter in. I'll tell you, we're at Circus, and what a great show they put on there in their big tent. They have like 25 rides in there, a lion show, wire walkers, people flying up in the air. But anyway, awesome, awesome display. The hotel itself, I would rate just about average. But the show under the big top it lasts like 8 hours of shows. But anyway, my fishing question is...
that'd be good. Would be good.
Okay. I'm coming. Here we go. I've just been listening on and off. What is the... you probably already talked about it. The best number to have on your boat as far as... a charter of people fishing on your boat?
I mean, four is a dream. We take five max, but yeah, I mean, we've had one guy charter the boat to, you know, five. So
yeah,
there's plenty
of room. Average is four.
Average is four.
And if four people are splitting the fee, it's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, it's pretty reasonable. And I said, it's all basically inclusive. You know, all your rods, reels, your visas, your wristbands for fishing the islands.
Wow.
Yeah, we just ask that you get your because now we can't go to get the license ahead of time. You know, everybody obviously gets their own Mexican license and food and drinks, and we handle all your gear, all your filleting, all that good stuff. So
wow, so you bring your own food and drink,
yep,
and your Mexican license,
and your Mexican
and
license,
you're set.
And you're set. Yep.
Wow, that's
yep.
great.
Yep.
Hey Jim, enjoy the show out there, and thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Had a great text from John in Huntington Beach. He says, "Hey guys, would like to ask why you use Parker boats, and what qualities do you like, and what is your range offshore?"
Well, I've been fishing a Parker boat, like I said, for 15 years. They're just tanks. Like, I mean, all, you know, all the stuff that they use to build the boat,
yeah,
you know, I mean, it's just, you know, there's nothing else that, you know, on, you know, on the water that is built in that length range that can fish, you know, commercially or, you know, a private boater. They're just tanks.
I know that it's a dumb thing to say, but it is the truth. Like, when Neil and I were shopping for our boat, one of the main things we wanted to do was not have a boat that took you 4 hours to get it clean.
That's
when you came home from fishing.
Yeah.
And, like, they're, like, commercial, rugged, but still very comfortable. And there's not, like, everything is smooth, rounded corners. There's not nooks and crannies. There's not, you know, we don't have cushions everywhere on our boat. Like, when we hit the 5-mile-an-hour marker at the Mission Bay, you know, entrance, a bucket with some Simple Green and, you know, two guys with a, you know, with rags, you know, with scrub brushes, our entire boat is completely, you know, rough washed down by the time we hit the dock. When we hit the dock, we hook up a hose to the motor and we spray down the Simple Green and our cleanup is done. You know, I mean, our boat is top to bottom in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's just part of it, but that's a big part. You know,
sure,
it's a big deal.
And another part is how they come off the showroom floor is they're basically like a blank canvas, which is nice. So everybody outfits and cuts holes and, you know, in their dash and does a different electronics, different bait tanks, different towers, So it's nice that it's just bare bones.
Yeah.
And it's a small boat that can handle a lot of weight. So putting big bait tanks and putting towers and putting all those stuff, the boat is just not affected, you know, like some of the others are when you're screwing and gluing all your parts and pieces to it.
Absolutely.
And we're going to miss Kevin Kelly a tremendous amount at West Coast Marine. Kevin was so good about making sure people put what they wanted on that boat to dial it in. But his family's taken over the business, and I'm Kevin trained them well.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. Kevin's leaving a legacy. I mean, there's a lot of guys I know that, you know, Rick bought his boat. I mean, Dwayne.
Yeah.
You know,
I bought my boat from him.
You did.
Yeah.
I mean, he was one guy that his door was always open.
Always.
Always answered your phone.
I bought several boats from
him. Yeah, I would just go in there when I'm buying oil and just, you know, go sit down in the chair on the other side of his desk. If he was on the phone, I waited until he got off the phone and just ask him, how many boats did you sell this week?
Yeah.
You know, just
he's the best guy.
Yeah, really good guy.
And, but his family's going to take over, already taken over. And
yeah, sounds like
very
well. Yeah, nothing's going to change.
Yeah,
and
he trained them.
He trained them. You know.
So I keep my little Parker 18 right next to Jamie's 34 Parker season sports fisherman.
Which is right next to Doug's 23 Parker.
Right. And right at Fisherman's Landing there. And I got to say that Jamie is the quintessential example of how you take care of a boat.
I will agree.
He is so meticulous about taking care of that boat. He obviously has a lot of pride in ownership, and it's such a pleasure to see somebody like you taking care of that boat, because you take care of it so well, and you have outfitted that thing to the nines. I mean, there's nothing else you could put on that it needs.
Yeah, it just with technology, we upgrade. You know, obviously, you know, electronic packages. You know, years.
You just put new motors on.
I was
going to
say, it's funny that you say like you could never do anything to it. And I'll bet Jamie's pocketbook said otherwise this year with all that TZ Touch stuff.
Yeah, you just keep thinking how can I make this vessel better?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And work harder. So, I mean, I want when people walk on that boat and they're paying, you know, what they pay to get on that boat, you know, I want them to feel like, you know, it's like home.
Yeah.
You know, because it is our home. So, yeah, I feel what you put in is what you're going to get out of it.
Yeah. But congratulations and also kudos to you for taking such great care of that boat. I'm sure it's like your baby, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It really
I see you down there scrubbing it all the time. And
it's home.
Yeah.
It's home here at Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's cool. Hey, I had a fun text come through from our buddy Gary White in Lawndale. Says, Jamie, I was looking at your rates. They're such a good value for the trips that you offer. And also, Pete, he said he wants you to know that he talked to Tim Baker and he bought his Rollo tickets. And he really challenges everybody that's listening to Let's Talk Hook Up to do the same. Only 11 more to go.
Yeah. Okay. Got him. Well, probably less than that at this point, for sure. Yeah. Good for you, Gary. And if you want to call Tim Baker and take advantage of it, I'm going to guess it's under 10 now that's left
to win that
$2,500 accurate shopping spree. 909-223-9631. Tim Baker is standing by. Just leave a message for him. 909-223-9631.
All right. With that, we're going to find out what's going on the water there. It's time for our report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy today. That fishdope.com report, sponsored in part by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerkied fish, the spices, rubs, smoked cheese, famous tuna burger, that amazing poke kit, and the brand new ceviche spice. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details and order online at fishermansprocessing.com. We've got your saltwater guy, Dave Hansen, standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Jamie, good morning, Pete and Rick. Great show. Love listening to Jamie. Hey, a couple of things. Jamie, if you didn't get rid of that NavNet system that you replaced, that thing's worth big bucks. That thing's got some numbers on it. I'd pay a lot of money to get that. The history of that boat, guys, Jamie's being very humble, as he always is, but that boat has a direct connection to the bad company. That boat was directly connected to the bad company. There's some numbers in there that I know a guy that put them in that machine. They are very valuable numbers.
Yep, yep. And I think that they were taken off the machine before it was gone to let's hope so.
I'm sure they were, Jamie. I'm sure that was
did
part of the deal.
Did you copy into your new system?
Yeah,
they're all in the new system.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and if those numbers leave that machine without somebody knowing about it, you're in big trouble.
Absolutely.
But hey, Jamie is such a phenomenal fisherman. We have a good, very good friend of ours. Both. I'm sorry, I'm just giving Jamie some accolades so people will stop and listen. We have a very good friend of ours, both of us, has a 60-foot Viking, which is an absolute unbelievable fishing machine. But you know what he likes to do when he's not out fishing on his big Viking? He goes fishing with Jamie on the seasons.
Yeah.
They love to fish with Jamie. They won't go fishing with anybody else. If they're not fishing on their Viking, they're fishing with Jamie. That's how good Jamie is, and that's how good he treats his people. So sit down, listen, and pay attention. But, hey, gang, Catalina, real quick, it wants to bite. And I listened to Mark Wish on the show yesterday. There's some fish over there. There's some sea bass swimming around that backside of the island that absolutely want to get on your boat and get in that white bag. They're begging for the wind to stop blowing, and it looks like it's like Ricky was saying a few minutes ago. Looks like the wind's going to lay down after this little blow today, and it's going to be bitching all week. So pay attention to that bite over there at Catalina. Also, my old deckhand Chase is doing a little side hustle, running the bongos a little bit here and there, and they were at Catalina on Friday and had epic halibut fishing in 15 feet of water.
Those halibuts.
Yeah.
Crazy halibut fishing I've seen.
Really, really fun fishing in 15 feet of water. And he said he had fish all the way into 5 feet of water. Really fun fishing. You could see the bottom. You could see the fish. And it's all on sardines. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot that can happen if, as soon as this wind stops blowing. So pay attention to that. Then I talked to Danny, and there's a little bit of fish down below there. There was some fish seen yesterday by a couple of the sport boats down there by Colinette. There's some bluefin lurking around. I think the table's set. I just think you just need to turn off the fan for a little while and everything, and it looks bitching all week. So it's kind of – I think we're in store for some phenomenal fishing, Ricky.
Yeah, stay tuned for that.
I was going to say, I sure like that, man. I'm just ready for it, and I agree. Like, it just feels like that time has come. We just need our – as we always bitch about the same thing every year. Like, it's windy in the springtime. That's just what it is. But I don't care. I don't ever –
What do you get a week like this?
I'm over it, man. Yeah, just give us nice weather. I'm ready for this to be happening.
Yeah, and fishdope.com, Danny and the boys have all the weather stuff connected for you, the temperature charts, and, of course, those fish reports from all the top guys. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Jay, you can check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com. I'll teach you how to catch the fish and how not to follow Jamie around all day. I'll show you where they're at, how to catch them. Myself and Fish Dope, we work real close together. So between the two of us, like I always say, you'll never have to suck at fishing again unless you want to.
Just don't sell that Furuno to Dave because he'll give all the numbers.
Wipe them out.
No, I got a great story about that. I'll tell you someday. But, hey, guys, have a great week, and I'll talk to you next weekend.
See you, Dave.
Right.
See you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that very much.
All right. That's going to wrap up our catch report again, that great fishdope.com report. And that's sponsored by Ann's and Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and us. Other custom fillet knives from Ann's and Knives. They're made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Ann's and Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Ann's also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check annsandknives.com for more info and get the Fish Pro Series available at Fisherman's Processing.
Got a great text here from Mark in Escondido. He wants to know the best way to approach foamers and importance of the multiple cast setups ready to fire at those bluefin.
Well, first of all, I mean, you obviously, you know, pick them off in the glasses or, you know, with your eyes. You know, I like to watch the fish for a while, you know, and kind of see a direction that they're going. And
just don't charge right up to them.
And you basically get upwind of them, you know, get upswell or you know, and that fish basically shut down and let that fish walk to you.
Okay.
You know, but again, just watch them for a while. I mean, they're not going anywhere. That bait ball's, you know, there, and there's probably another two or three around in that same zone. So I like to obviously, you know, kind of put a blueprint on which way they're going and set the boat up, you know, upswell of them and, you know, upwind. So when you set up the cast, you're casting downswell, you know, with the wind behind you.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I'm fishing like a 90J, 100J. Surface iron, I like fishing that JRI-4.
Okay.
You know, is my go-to with that Trinidad 20A.
Okay. Surface iron
fishing, yeah.
Yeah.
And I always, as soon as I hook one, I was, why did I do that? You know? Why did I do that again? You know, on a long rod. But
yeah.
There's something about, you know, setting up on that foamer and,
totally.
And that first cast and, you know, a clean cast coming off the spool and that, you know, you take a couple cranks and you come tight. It's, yeah.
That's super good advice, though. It's just like find your own spot,
yeah.
Set up above it, and let it come to you.
Yeah, you don't want to see another boat, like, on the horizon on a foamer and go to that foamer.
Yeah.
That is, like, just a no-no.
Nobody's going to catch anything.
No one's going to catch anything. That fish, you know, if you do it right, that fish will stay up,
right.
You know what I mean, and shut the boat down. You know, you get two boats on something and a guy's trying to come up behind the fish.
Yeah.
It's done. I mean.
You were very, like, methodical, like, in talking about it. And I think that's such a good call, too. Like, don't, you know, just, you've been looking all day. You've been burning your eyeballs out. And, like, if you don't get adrenaline and hyped up from seeing a foamer, you're in the wrong, you're doing the wrong thing,
yeah,
for
yeah.
sure. But, man, you said it best. Like, sit on your hands a little bit, realize what it's doing, figure out which direction you need to put the boat so that when you are making the cast, you got the wind going with you, get the guy set up, get the other, you know, get the other rods out of the way. Like, just take a quick, it doesn't take long.
Yeah, just,
you know,
a deep breath and, yeah.
20, 30 seconds, you can have the deck clear, you can get ready, you can idle the boat in, like, just be smart about it and
absolutely.
Don't push that thing down. Because those things, what that blows me away about bluefin, too, they can just be going so hard on a spot of fish, just straight white water foam, and you just go blazing the boat in there, boom, it's
yeah.
it. It's over.
Gone.
Down,
yeah.
over, you know, you blew
yeah.
it. And that
yeah. blew your day.
That yeah, might have been
it.
The day.
That might have been the day.
You
yeah.
might have another 20 spots to fish, but you also might not. You know, and if you would have just done that same thing and been methodical and mellow and slide in nice and easy, you pick off three, you know what I mean? And maybe that thing stays up, you get those three, and you go hopscotch it, and you can spend your whole day on one spot.
Yeah,
you know?
One spot, and that's what I was saying. Like, that, you know, if there's one, you know, bait ball around in that zone, there's plenty more, and that fish isn't going anywhere, you know, so.
Yeah.
You know,
play it smart.
Take your time, yeah.
yeah.
What about glasses? Do you have any recommendations or thoughts on that? You said the first thing you do is pick them off in the glasses. What do you guys use, and what kind of recommendations do you have for guys that are, you know, fishing, obviously not in the deluxe model boat like yours, but, you know, in the same small boat world?
Well, I mean, a good pair of gyro stabilizers is key. I mean, I call them our money makers. You know, I mean, 100% of 100 of days of the year, they catch us our fish. It, one signal, whether it's one bird, one little, like, you know, little jumper, you know, whether it's, you know, at the island, you know, watching other people, you know what I mean? I'm always watching everything. So you see a guy that's maybe bent, you know, on the weather side of the island, you know, and you didn't catch anything. I mean, there's fish swimming in zones. So it's a lot of just, like, watching your surroundings. But we use Fraser Blopes, which are
great glasses.
Great glasses. Mm-hmm. And I've always used those guys, you know, use the Fujians. And, you know, it's preference. But I think the...
it's a must-have.
It's
yeah.
a must-have.
Yeah. So ask him the question, Rick. The Rick question.
Okay. We do like to ask this very unfair question, but it is always a favorite. If you had to spend your day fishing, you going with no sonar or are you going with no gyros?
No sonar.
No sonar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
That's
born,
how important the gyros
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I was born and bred, like, in those glasses, you know what I mean? So... I can still fish almost as good without the sonar. I mean, I might not see as much.
Yeah.
But, I mean, one signal, one turn, like, 2 miles away, like, the way he's flying will show me that there's some, you know, in that zone that we need to get there. So
I'm a big fan of the Fraser Volpes also. The one part that wasn't, you know, that passed the best was when you needed to get them serviced, they needed to go all the way back to Philadelphia. That's no longer the case. Baker Marine, now an authorized,
right,
you know, service center of Fraser. Baker Marine is like the place for binoculars. And they're the Fujinon all-time experts, period, ever. But now you can also get your Frasers done right through Baker, which that was the difference maker.
Yeah.
I mean, because I'm the same. I really like...
Are they also a dealer, too?
I don't know.
I know Jimmy's still a Jimmy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've always just gotten my glasses through Jimmy, you know, or and sent everybody that's looking for a pair through Jimmy. But they might be, you know, and it's probably very much worth checking into if you need it. But anyways, it's because those are the first ones I ever had, and that's what fits in my hand right.
Yeah.
But I just feel like I can scan faster. And on a small boat that's moving around a little bit more, those Frasers are where it's at for me. I couldn't imagine having to fish offshore and not having them.
No question about it.
For sure, leave the sonar off. Take the class.
Take the classes. All right.
That's my answer.
213-432-1090. Open right now. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about Doug from Montebello? Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi. I was wondering about you guys say that you have experimental gear from Shimano. Do you have the passengers use it to find out what their kind of opinion of it is?
Yeah, I mean, Shimano has been, like I said, super, super, you know, a partner with us for all these years. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, we're wanting to sell reels, you know what I mean? So we're putting the best of the best in our passengers' hands, you know, hopefully they're going to walk up to Fisherman Landing, you know, and their next reel is going to be a Talica 10. But, yeah. It's just been great.
Is that Talica 10 your just favorite go-to?
Yeah.
Me too.
You can do anything with it.
I love that Talica 10.
I mean, we've been with triple-digit fish. I mean, bluefin. I mean,
triple-digit fish on the Talica 10.
Yeah, on the Talica 10. And, and it's not fun. I mean,
I'm not going to say it can handle it.
It can handle it.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, you know, it's got a lot of power in that little
reel. Not fun for who?
For the angler. Fun for the captain when he's laughing.
Well, it's fun when the fish hits the deck.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just saying, why? Watching, you know, just on a smaller reel like that, catching a bigger fish.
So what are you putting on a Talica 10? What size Power Pro are you putting
50-pound Power Pro.
50-pound Power Pro.
Yeah, and then, you know, usually we're fishing, you know, that smaller bluefin, yellowfin, Dorado, we're fishing like 25-pound fluoro.
Okay.
You know, and then we'll fish up to, you know, 30-pound or 20-pound. Okay. And then our 12s, we're fishing 80-pound.
80-pound Power Pro.
Yeah, 80-pound Power Pro on that, and then we'll fish a 40, 50, or 60-pound fluoro top shot on those rigs. Right.
Unlike the 12 or the 16.
12 or 16,
How do you deal with service and maintenance? I mean, your reels get used all the time. Like, I always brag on my reels about how long a Talica lasts without needing service, but my reel doesn't get fished every single day. Is it a yearly thing? Is it a couple times a year? Is it once every 3 years? Like, how does service...
Are you supposed to service them?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
you really don't need to be honest with you. But, you know, they get washed down every day. It, you know, it's not a direct freshwater spray into the reel. It's just a light, you know, kind of like rinse off some salt. I mean, we take them in once a year, every December, January. Not that they need to be taken into, but, you know, smart though.
Well, you're meticulous about
it. Yeah, it's the same thing with the engines. Like, do I need a new pair of engines? Probably not, but I'm just that way. Like, I want, when it's go time, you know, those reels are
you don't ever want to think about it.
Don't want to think about
did
it.
Did you need a new Furuno setup?
No,
but you've got this the latest state-of-the-art stuff.
So.
I mean, even his lights. I mean, he just put, like, state-of-the-art deck lights
and
on,
and I turned those things on for the first time last night.
They work?
Amazing. I think I saw a ball of squid in the harbor.
Wow. Nice.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup, more of your phone calls, and more great text. A great opportunity to call if you want to get through right now. It's 213-432-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa. So check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing. If you want to join us, get in with Jamie. Have some fun talking season sport fishing with us. 213-432-1090 or keep piling in those great Let's Talk Hookup apps. Or,
yeah.
Text.
Yeah, for sure. And let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you very much. I have a great Shimano story, but I'll save that for another day. But my question is, what do you feel the best optimum temperatures are, water temps for bluefin and yellowfin? Thank you.
Well, you know, typically we start seeing that stuff, you know, in that 65, 66, that bluefin, kind of getting with it. And 68, I mean, we've caught bluefin in 70-degree water, too, I mean, in the summertime. But, you know, that yellowfin likes that 70 above. That's kind of when we start seeing that fish later on in our season. But, you know, we start fishing like 65, 66, catching plenty of bluefin in that cooler water.
Yeah.
They seem to be lesser affected by, or maybe affected is the right word, but they seem to be available in a much wider range of temperature, that bluefin, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, like late season, that water was getting cold, and that fish was still there, no problem. Early season hasn't warmed up yet, no worry. And then they bite all the way through it. Like, they seem to be able to handle a bigger range of temperature than maybe some of the offshore fish.
Yeah, you know, with our yellowfin, I mean, they come and they turn around and they go, you know, go back south. But that bluefin kind of stays here and it stays deep, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, that's just surface temperature that we're talking about. I mean, that down below in the wintertime, I mean, it's cool. Those things are, you know, they might not be as, you know, in a biting mode down there, but... Yeah,
there they are.
They're there in
sure.
that cool water.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Interesting text, just kind of a good one from Joe in Fallbrook, talking about the artificial flying fish lures. Are you using those, like the California Flyer or something?
Yeah, incredible lure.
I mean,
California Flyer, yeah. I mean, our first go-round, like it's the first time I put it out last spring, I mean, it was bit. I mean,
how are you fishing it? Slow trolling it, or are you just putting it out on the kite?
We'll put it out on the kite. Yeah, put it on the kite. I mean, with a balloon, whether you know, kind of in gear. I mean, if it's windy, then we're using the Boston Flyer. You know,
okay.
I mean, we're moving a little bit, but that thing just gets bit.
It gets bit.
I mean, multiple fish. Yeah, you know,
so
trying to eat it. It's incredible.
Multiple fish trying to eat.
Trying to eat it once. Yeah.
Wow. So Joe wanted to know if the new Nomad flying fish is similar to the California Flyer. Rick, you maybe have the answer to that one.
Is it similar in terms of of shape and profile in the water, definitely it is. You know, it is another full-size artificial flying fish. So similar would be the right word, but quite a bit different. So the California Flyer is an ultra-realistic lure. Like, they they created that. They took flying fish from San Clemente Island, and they casted a mold off of an actual fish. You know, so they made a mold in a 3D scan, so they molded it after that. And then, you know, have their process of material and paint and wings. The wings are, I think the almost the right word for the wings on the California Fly are sacrificial. Like, they often break off when you get a big one. By design, you know, the kit comes, I think, with, you know, 10 or 20 wings in it. Where the Nomad, the wings are replaceable, but they are not meant to go away each time.
Might sacrifice a bite then.
That's I think that's for sure where the jury is going to be out on the Nomad, at least for me. Like, I think that the Nomad, again, this is not founded, so please don't take this with anything. This is just my thoughts. I think that Nomad lure is going to get bit just fine. It's great looking. I worry a little bit about, I don't think that it's not going to happen. I think we need to figure out how to rig the hooks on that thing so that it still gets bit good and we can deliver the hooks to the fish. Like, how we've adapted rigging Yummy Flyers and then California Flyers and all that stuff. Like, we all like putting hooks on the top of that thing. So what the fish sees from down below is just that clean silhouette of a flyer. And then they eat it and the bait folds up in their mouth and they got a mouthful of hooks and you got them.
Yeah.
I worry a little bit about that Nomad because it's a very tough design. You know, the body is like a Nomad. It's like a DTX or a Rapala. It's a very hard, dense plastic body with some softer wings, but I worry that it's going to get bit fantastic. We just need to figure out how to put hooks on it so that the fish will get the hooks, because I worry if we do it on the top, they're going to blow up on that thing, and they're just never going to find the hooks because they'll be up on the top and the bait won't be able to fold over.
All right, good.
Just a thought, though. Again, that's like.
But we know the California Flyer works.
It
does.
Oh, don't, no doubt. And I think the Nomad's going to work. I think the Nomad's going to work great. I think there's a lot of opportunity there. We just need to figure out how to adapt it to get it to run right.
Sure.
That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good words. Let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
That sounds good. They're getting packed up again. If you want to get your shot in this later segment, 213-432-1090. Plenty of time and plenty of room. Let's talk to John calling from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm not sure if you covered this already, but I was just curious if your operation is strictly private charters or do you ever open it up for open party at times?
Yeah, we actually do. So, you know, early on in the season, I mean, we have more open parties than we do kind of in the heart of the season just because charters kind of take over. But, yeah, we try to basically post our open party trips every Monday on the website and through
your website or Fisherman's Landing?
On our website. And then, you know, sometimes through Fisherman's Landing when we're going to have the charter side of the landing, you know, handle the whole booking.
Okay.
And then it's always on our Instagram page, like every Monday, kind of how many spots we have.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Yeah.
So follow the Instagram.
Follow the Instagram is the way to go because it's real time, you know, when we basically every day I'll say we've got two spots. We've got one spot left. So.
And the website is seasonsportfishing.com?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
But, so, and you'll be real-time posting both on Instagram as well as Facebook.
Yeah, the website has real-time, too. So you'll see when you go to the calendar side of the website and click on the reserve button, you'll see how many spots are left.
Okay, and you can book it right online?
Right online, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Good info.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's great. All right, what about charters? Can you book them online or you want to call?
Yeah, you book right online. Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
You just go right to that calendar. You know, that calendar has, if you're into moon phases.
Oh, it's a current calendar.
Yeah, all that good stuff. It's got our moon phases on the calendar. So.
Speaking of moon phases.
Yeah, right.
What's your thought on moon phases?
Yeah, right. You know, I mean, it's hard. I mean, I know we, you know, debate about all that all the time. You know, sea bass fishing, I was a strong believer. I am a strong believer, obviously, before and after, you know, with tides and all that good stuff. You know, I mean, the jury's out on the bluefin fishing. I've had some really tough days on a full moon. I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, people ask me all the time,
Yo,
what does a full moon do, you know what I mean, for offshore fishing today? Like, you know, do those things eat in the dark, you know, all night? I mean, we've seen it with, you know, the fleet fishing that stuff in the dark, you know. I mean, it doesn't bite in the daytime. You know, it's biting good at night on the jig. Like, so, I mean, I think it has
about yellows at the Coronados?
You know, when they're hungry, I think, you know, they're going to eat.
Not so much.
Not so much there, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
All right. Hey, we got a great text came through. It said, good morning, boys. When you fish offshore bluefin tuna, are you primarily fishing the kite? If so, do you change tactics, and what would those tactics be? Also, do you bring poppers, jigs, and colt snipers, or do you recommend that all your clients come fishing with you bring their own? That's from Sam in Irvine.
You know, we kind of get a game plan together for the day. I mean, if we're going to go catch big ones, you know, we do take bait. A lot of guys don't. We'll just pass the bait barge, you know, and they're fishing flyers, and, you know, that's what they're going to do. It's hard for me to, you know, pass the bait barge just because, I mean, I love having bait on the boat.
You don't want to find a juicy kelp on your way over
right.
And just drive right by it.
Right. So, I mean, there's a game plan, you know, and I kind of feel the charter group out. Like, are they really into catching, you know, a big one and are dedicated to putting some time in, whether, you know what I mean, it's all day or... So, you know, once we get the kite up, it's hard to fish kelps, you know what I mean, and kind of turn our attention. So we try to just fill everybody out. Like, if you guys are willing to do it, let's put in our time because, you know, once we get the kite up, we need to dedicate your day to it. So
yeah. All right. Very good. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
We got Ben calling us from San Quintin this morning. Good morning, Ben. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Great. Good morning.
You guys got to get to San Quintin if you fish Baja. Wide open yellowtail fishing on the iron. Went down Friday night with my one good fishing buddy. We did get blown off the water by noon, but that was not before 15 yellowtail had found their way into our cooler.
Right on.
All on jig. There was no bait in the bay. I just would get down there with your jig stick, you know, and get on a ponga down there, call an outfit, call the Garcias, call whoever, you know, and just get on it. They're wide open down there, so.
That's a good report.
No doubt. Is that yo-yo fishing, or are you fishing on the surface iron?
You know what? It was just a funny day. Yeah, 10 feet off the bottom and 2 feet off the surface. You know, 2 feet under the water also.
Oh,
so they were just working the whole column and birds. I mean, boiling on the surface, and then, I mean, it was hot. We did get blown off, and it did rain last night, but. I mean, I think I would have launched it out. There's no wind this morning. I would have went again if I had the money to go. Me and my friend discussed it. He ended up taking off last night, and I'm taking off this morning. But we stuck it out. We would have fished today, and I'm sure we would have done good.
Well, good report. Live from San Quintin, not too far away. Send them up here.
Swim
them. Hey, thanks. Appreciate that report very much. Now, I just heard from Mike Lum there's only 6 spots left for the $2,500 accurate sopping spree. You get 25 tickets. Remember, all of this money goes to taking kids fishing. So it's a 501c3. It's a tax-deductible donation. 25 tickets for $200, and you have a 1 in 50 chance to win $2,500 shopping spree accurate. As soon as all the tickets are sold, they're going to draw it, and you could be there next week picking out your stuff. So call Tim right now. Leave a message, 909-223-9631. 909-223-9631. I have a great text here from Mike in Huntington Beach, and he wants to know, he wants to go fishing with Seasons, and he wants to know, he says they have no tackle, and do you supply all the tackle, hooks, sinkers, jigs, everything?
Yeah, I don't think we answered that other question from the other guy. We have all, you know, all Shimano jigs, hooks, all that good stuff. We basically have everything. You just show up, food, drinks, and a valid fishing license, and that's it.
Whether it be a California or a Mexican
license,
depending on where you're going.
Where we're going. So.
Yeah. All right. And the other question?
It was just like that, whether they have the jigs, the poppers,
snipers,
that
kind of stuff.
Previous caller, same kind of deal. Yeah, same.
Yeah.
So we
but you have everything.
Everything.
Just
yep.
show up with your food and drink and your license, and you're going fishing.
So cool if I bring my long rod, though.
That's right. And you're more than welcome to bring all your gear.
Okay.
We've got plenty of room on the boat, plenty of rod holders. So guys that want to come fish that, you know, might want to bring a long rod. Their wife might have bought them a rod
special
for Christmas.
Rod,
so I get that all the time. Well, I've never caught anything on this rod. My wife bought it for me.
Bring it.
Let's catch something.
Your gear is better than what most all of us have in the garage, but I don't travel without my long rod. You gotta have the jig stick.
Everybody needs a service iron.
That's a favorite.
Yeah, everybody needs to bring a service iron for sure.
That's cool.
Right.
Well, hey, the phones are still packed up. If you want to get your shot, 213-432-1090. Like Bruce calls from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as usual. Jamie, are you planning in the future at all doing any overnight trips at all?
You know, I was talking to Pete about this. You know, we've been pretty blessed to have that fish within a 50 or 60 mile range. So our 5 to 5, we can pretty much get our quotas done, you know, knock on wood. So when we were fishing mostly overnight stuff, it was sea bass fishing. So day and a half trips, overnight trips, we just haven't done much in the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if that fish does tend not to get within that 60-mile buffer zone for us on a day trip, yeah, we're definitely going to have to, you know, go back
change
and do,
up.
Change it up,
yeah.
Go back to doing some.
What if albacore are at 80 miles this
well,
year?
Well, we're going to have to go catch a few.
Could happen. You
but,
never
I mean,
know.
The boat is big. I mean, yeah. The, you know.
There's plenty of room.
Yeah, you haven't needed to because we've had the luxury of it, but should you decide to go back to overnight fishing or day and a half fishing or whatever, I mean, putting people on that big old, on the mothership, no problems.
Yeah, no problems at all. So
all right.
We just haven't had to.
Yeah, and... Yeah. So along the same lines, Bob Castro, thanks a lot for the call, by the way. Bob Castro in Huntington Beach wants to know what kind of power you have on that 34 Parker.
It's powered with twin 350s, Yamaha twin 350s. Yeah.
700 horsepower. Huh?
Yeah, we've been playing with the idea of those new 425s.
Oh,
it's a huge upgrade because they've got to pull everything off the boat. I mean, it's a $100,000 upgrade.
Wow.
For a set of those. Would we be saving fuel? I'm not sure. But, you know, I mean, it's... The 350s, there's a lot of.
So you're basically cruising at 20 knots.
Yeah, 20 knots is kind of our cruise, you know.
Yeah.
And like I said, well, when we're trying to take care of our bait, like most days, you know, we're 12 to 15, you know, just taking our time, taking care of our
bait.
That
boat is heavy.
It's heavy.
And
a lot
it
of
has a great ride.
Yeah, great ride. Yeah. I mean, you got 4 or 5 guys with, you know, a lot of stuff on board, and, you know, I mean. It's crazy.
200-gallon bait tank.
You got 450
pounds of ice.
Yeah, 400 gallons of fuel, you know, and then all the tackle that we need in our fishery these days, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, from a Talica 10 to a Talica 50 and everything in between.
Well, I thought you said it best, too. Like, you know, I mean, you're on own when you're in conserving and easy mode, you're still, you know, several knots faster than what a traditional, you know, speed would be for offshore fishing. But if and when you need it to chase down a bird school, you can punch it up.
Yeah,
you know,
like, absolutely.
Yeah, it's there when you need it.
Or somebody calls and says, hey, you know, it's here. You need to come now.
Right.
You know what I mean? The boat's
on our way.
Yeah, 28 knots. I mean, we're, you know, on a nice day.
What does a thing like that look like going 28 knots?
Yeah, it's
that's a lot of boat.
It's a lot of boat. It's and like I said, it has it, you know, if it needs it.
That's cool.
You don't normally need it.
Don't normally need it, yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I got a great text came through. This one was from Charlie in Gardena. It says, my question for Jamie is, have you ever messed with rigging the flyers with a backpack style? If so, could you describe it? And if not, what is your preferred method for rigging a dead flyer?
The typical, you know what I mean, chopstick with the zip tie with the wings open, you know, with the treble. You know, through the back, and the big J hook is kind of how we do it. The standard,
you like the two hook rig,
yeah, the two hook rig. So
you ever do the backpack rig?
I haven't done the backpack rig.
Yeah,
now.
We sell the parts and pieces for it too.
You do,
but like we
for
do
the backpack rig.
It just never, we never got it. What ended up happening was we couldn't keep up with the demand of making the standard hook set rigs, and so we never really took the time to get the kit out, but we do have the parts and pieces
for a backpack.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just the foam insulation, a couple of zip ties to attach that to the body, and then the standard hook rig that goes, you know, that would go along with it.
That would go in it. First time I ever saw it was with Mark Wheeler.
Maybe you describe super quick what we're talking about when you say backpack.
So backpack rig is basically you go to Home Depot and you can buy like a piece of foam, a gray foam that you insulation that you can put on your water heater or something
like copper
that, right?
It's just pipe insulation.
It's that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that strapped onto the back of a flyer and then rigged pretty much the same as you'd rig it off of a kite, right? Or maybe more in the nose.
We just did it the same we do with a kite rig.
Either way, you could put and then just basically float it out on the surface.
Yeah.
Where I saw it work was when it was windy, and because you know you're still fishing heavy line, things floating and stuff like that. But 220 pounder on the Wheelers, and when he first put it out, I was give me a break. This
absolutely
thing is not going to get
no
bit,
way.
Right? And then all of a sudden, the rod sitting in the rod holder, we're on.
Where I think it's great bait. The condition, Pete, that you exactly described, especially when there's small packs of fish, and unfortunately you're in an area that's got a lot of boat traffic, and you're having to sit. You know, you don't really have the opportunity. You don't have the opportunity to walk your bait around. There's occasional marks coming under the meter, and you've got your kite presentation up. You know, I mean, it's not a replacement to, it's an addition to. So you've got your kite bait that you're fishing, but you're kind of limited to just that. This gives you another offering in the rod holder. And if a bonus bite happens, it's exactly that. I mean, and you know, to the tune of a 220-pounder for you guys, like, you know, you were still fishing the kite. But
other people get them on
sure, and all of a sudden the bow rod goes off.
It just like it's on a different side of the boat, though, right? Because of the wind and the kite.
Right, yeah. So the kite's on the opposite side.
On the opposite side. So your bait's, you know, you're
instead of fishing one bait, you're fishing two baits.
Yeah,
sure, you know,
absolutely.
Maybe it gets bit, maybe it doesn't. But if it does...
I mean,
you saw it. Right?
Yeah. The amount of money and time and fuel that you have getting out there, it doubling your odds is always a good call.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got hooked up with that season's clothing package. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hello, I'm David Nilsson with Accurate Products, and I wanted to tell you about an exciting new promotion that Accurate is putting together for the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program. Accurate will be giving away a $2,500 shopping spree to one lucky winner. Our family has been a proud sponsor of the Rollo program since it began, and we wanted to help kick off this year with a fun promotion that will continue to benefit the Rollo's Kids Fishing Program and allow someone the opportunity to add some of our USA-made products to their fishing tackle. Anyone who buys a book of Rollo Grand Raffle tickets starting March 19th will be entered into our Accurate Shopping Spree. Only a limited amount of tickets will be sold, and details can be found at rollokids.org. I hope you will join us in supporting the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program. And on behalf of all of us at Accurate, good luck.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea-Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Well, normally this is the time where we have Jamie flip the coin to decide if it's going to be a caller or a texter, but Jamie hooked up both sides, so a big congratulations on the callers. Big winner is Daniel from Rancho Cucamonga, and our texter's random pick from Jamie was Joe in Fallbrook. Guys, congratulations. You're both getting the full season's clothing swag pack. You're going to be stoked.
All right, very good. Jamie, fantastic. Of course, season sport fishing right here at Fisherman's Landing. You're ready to go. You're running trips.
Yeah. Ready to go. You can give us a call, 714-206-6146, or call the landing. We're ready to go.
Fisherman's Landing. You can call and book through Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, you can book right through.
You can book a charter. You can book an open party trip.
Yep.
And then you also have a calendar on your website, too,
you
said,
right? Yeah, it's a full live calendar that you know, you just hit the reserve button and off.
And you can book right online, put your credit card in, ready to go.
The credit card comes later. So
later, okay.
It's a reserve, and then I just give you a call back.
And then you call and cover that.
Yep.
And then as far as availability, I mean, a lot of people are already booked out, sold out. Availability for the prime season, what's the situation?
We still got plenty of availability. You know, with our boat, a lot of the big boats, I mean, they need a book in advance. Type thing. So, I mean,
if the fish start to bite, it's almost too late.
Yeah.
So, right. You know what I mean?
So book some prime dates.
Book some prime dates now. I mean, a lot of our weekends are gone, but, you know, midweek stuff is still available.
But you still have some weekends.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, if you want them.
Yep.
But midweek.
July. Yep.
August.
September. September is a few
spots left.
Few spots, yeah.
You're fishing not into October?
We hope we're hopefully you're fishing through October, November.
November.
Yeah,
all right.
That's all we can hope.
Great. Once again, a website is?
It's seasonsportfishing.com.
All right. Yep. Great. And it's a really great boat, 34-foot Parker with twin 350 Yamahas.
Yep, and we take four or five anglers and, you know, bring your food and drinks and your best buddies, and we'll handle everything else.
It's such a great operation. You guys do such a good job.
Fantastic.
Premium.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for listening very much. Thanks to JP for manning the phones and the board, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. You can listen to this show and yesterday's show on the app here very shortly. Yesterday's already up. Today's will be up very shortly because Adam works very, very quickly. So thanks to him for that. Next Saturday, Rick and I will be back with Ron Lane from Fastlane Kayaks, talking kayaks and more with Mr. Ron Lane from Fastlane. And then next Sunday, Valerie Hopred from Queen Charlotte Safaris. Going to have a great time talking Queen Charlotte with Valerie next Sunday. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.